James, let's listen to this sound clip, but set up the stage for me a little bit. Where was it obtained?
You know, the sound clip was actually taken over Portland State University. And it was taken by a very good friend of mine named Troy. And he woke up about 2 o'clock in the morning, I believe, and felt a real strong presence. He said his whole body was tingling. He looked out the window and saw a brilliant light just hovering over Portland State University. So he filmed this light, and it was strange because the noise was, or the pulse was directed straight towards this camera, and it picked up on the camera. And the light, as he was filming it, would actually dim or brighten up along with this pulse. And at the same time, this pulse would speed up. The light would speed up and follow the pulse, and the light would pulse as well, you know, in synchronicity with the sound.
How many other people saw the object at the time?
Actually, it was on the news. They had it on the local news, and they interviewed several people that saw it, and other people filmed it as well.
So it was all over the place up there on the west.
Exactly. We're getting incredible news coverage in our area, but then it's almost isolated. It's amazing. We've had ABC come out, Fox News, Evening Magazine. A lot of these people have come out and have done very favorable interviews, you know, and had experiences themselves after they saw all the what was going on there. But the what's interesting is that all of a sudden it just gets localized. It's much like the Phoenix Lights over Phoenix,
mm-hmm,
Arizona.
Absolutely.
You know, thousands of people saw the Phoenix Lights. They saw the ships actually hover there for a long time. You know, looked like one of them landed, and then they left, and they went straight up and took off. These weren't flares. They didn't act anything like a flare. And then a giant triangle ship was spotted as well.
All right, let's take a listen to it, James. And everyone else, stay, keep your ear close to your radio or your computer. Very low rumbling sound there, James.
Yeah, it's not coming over my headset. I don't know why. I hope it's coming
over. Oh, yeah, it's coming in loud and clear over here.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's almost, I hate to say this, but we get a lot of calls from people who hear a low humming sound. They think it might be digging, for example, tunnels or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds very close to what I think some of them are describing.
It does. It sounds to me almost, a lot of people say it sounds like a cat, almost like a cat purring, a cosmic cat, but it's just too deep.
All right, we're going to play it one more time here. Let's do it again. That's kind of eerie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could he hear that with his ears, or did it sound better once it was recorded?
We had to do a lot of work on it because it's funny. He was actually listening to Coast to Coast on the radio. And so we had to do a lot of work on it. Jim Delatosa with Village Labs did a lot of work on it to pull this sound out. You could hear it in the background, and they had to run it through a lot of filters to pull out the show. Actually, Linda Moulton Howe was on the show at the time doing it.
Right.
Doing an interview, it was pretty interesting, but you could hear this ship in the background, and what was interesting is the pulse, that deep pulse, corresponded exactly with the ship itself, with the pulse.
What do you think it is? Some kind of propulsion system?
You know, what's interesting, it was hovering over the universe, I mean, over the university
there, yeah.
At 2 o'clock in the morning. And because I've had a long telepathic contact with some of these beings, I asked them what they were doing over the university at 2 o'clock in the morning, and what they told me was higher learning. So they're working with people on a dream state, on an inspirational state, to prepare them for you might say, a grand reunion in the future. It's almost like on a subconscious level, people are having dreams and experiences and getting prepared so they won't go into shock or flip out when they start seeing these ships coming on a grander scale, you might
say. How many ships might come, James?
I think eventually there's going to be a time where you're going to see them everywhere. There's going to be no denial. They're just going to be parked and sitting. And
I mean, will you see them if you look up into the sky? So you're going to see like hundreds of them up there?
More like...
I mean, it'll look like an invasion, won't it?
At one point, it may look that way. They have to do a lot of work concerning the planet and some shielding and some other things. So I think there's going to be... It's already increased incredibly because they had a gigantic ship fly over Canada, and I don't know how many witnesses they had, probably 250 witnesses documented now, and more than that, but just the documented ones that saw it. It was enormous, and they've had them, they had 12 ships fly right down the New Jersey Turnpike, you know. They had the sheriffs, all the police, everybody talking about what they saw. You know, and then you take the Phoenix Lights, the ships flying over Phoenix. They're making themselves known on a grand scale, and we can't, you know, say this isn't happening. I was amazed. I saw one of your guests, I guess, from SETI. They seem to follow me, because when I go on these TV shows and radio shows, all of a sudden I see a guy from SETI following me, saying that, well, we haven't seen anything, it's not out there. These things don't exist, and what I thought was very interesting is one of them said that, well, with all of our spy satellites, we would know if there was any UFO activity on the planet, and in the statement right before that, he said we're a civilian operation, we're not tied in with the government, and we don't get government funding and things of that nature. Well, how do you know what all the spy satellites are seeing if you aren't tied in with the government?
How do you know that all these UFOs aren't here to do some kind of unfriendly corporate takeover?
Yeah, I don't know. You know,
that could be tricking you, James.
Oh, it is possible. I mean,
so you'll admit that?
I think anything's possible, but when you reach a certain level of awareness, you can sense intent and purpose, and you can sense the vibration, you might say, of a particular entity, and it's very hard to be misled. If you are not awake or aware, you can be misled.
Well, there's no doubt about that, but that sound, I mean, when you hear that, it's got an eerie feeling to it. It almost gives you shivers. Mm-hmm. When you try to picture a UFO up there making that kind of noise.